Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host Swati Ajit and these are the major news stories of Sunday, March 31st, 2024. Tyranny won't work and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal cannot be kept behind bars for long, said Sunita Kejriwal, reading out her husband's message from Enforcement Directorate custody at the India Bloc's Loktantra Bachao rally. The Congress on Sunday accused the Modi government of violating the constitution by resorting to confrontational federalism. At least 7 were killed and 30 injured in a car blast in a Syrian town near the Turkish border. The LDF government may face increased protests over the death of Jay Siddharthan, a student who was found hanging in the Kerala Veterinary University hostel. Siddharthan's father accused Chief Minister Pinrai Vijayan of making false promises. Despite a government-ordered CBI probe, the agency has not yet taken over the investigation. Days after the Baltimore tragedy, another US bridge was hit by barge. Let's get into the details. Tyranny won't work and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal cannot be kept behind bars for long, said Sunita Kejriwal, reading out her husband's message from the Enforcement Directorate custody at the India Bloc's Loktantra Bachao rally. In her maiden speech at a political rally, Sunita also asked people whether Kejriwal should resign as Chief Minister. She further said he is a lion who cannot be kept behind bars for long. Kejriwal was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on March 21st in a money laundering case linked to the now scrapped Delhi excise policy. He is in ED custody till April 1st. During a unity display at the Ram Leela ground, India Bloc leaders, led by the Congress on Sunday, accused the Modi government of engaging in confrontational federalism and violating the constitution. The Congress also accused the Prime Minister of resorting to fiscal centralization, obstructing state programs, destabilizing state governments, misusing governors and subverting the rights of states. In a statement, Congress General Secretary Jairam Ramesh said, "It is necessary to recall how the PM is violating, in letter and spirit, Article 1 of the Constitution of India that states, India, that is Bharat, shall be a union of states." Alleging fiscal centralization, Ramesh said, "Every time states get their constitution share of taxes or their legitimate entitlement, the PM and the FM make it out as though they are doing the states a big favor." At least 7 people were killed and 30 injured on Saturday in a car blast in a busy marketplace in the rebel group's held Syrian town of Assas near the Turkish border. The residents said the blast occurred during peak late-night shopping after breaking off the fast during the Muslim month of Ramadan. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Main towns in the northwestern border area have in recent years been frequently hit by bombings detonated in crowded civilian areas. The LDF government is likely to face more protests over the death of Jay Siddharthan, a student who was found hanging inside the toilet of the men's hostel at Kerala Veterinary and Animal Sciences University in Pookot, Wayanad. On Sunday, Siddharthan's father Jayaprakash accused Chief Minister Pinrai Vijayan of cheating him with false promises. Though the government ordered a CBI probe into the case, the central agency has yet to take over the probe. Irked by the delay in the CBI probe, Jayaprakash lashed out at the government while addressing the media on Sunday. He alleged that attempts are being made to subvert the probe and protect the accused. Jayaprakash also questioned the Home Department's lapses in handing over the case to the CBI. The state government order seeking a CBI probe into the case was forwarded to the Kochi CBI office instead of the Union Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions. He alleged that the officials were not careful while handling the papers of such a sensational case. A barge reportedly struck a bridge over the Arkansas River, closing a highway south of Salisaw, the Oklahoma State Patrol has said. South US Highway 59 was closed by troopers after they learned about the incident. Traffic was also diverted from the area. The bridge crosses the Arkansas River and then enters the Robert S. Kerr Reservoir. It will remain closed until it is inspected. State Patrol spokesperson confirmed that there were no reports of injuries on the barge or the highway. This comes in the aftermath of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge tragedy. Federal investigators have now recovered the black box of the ship. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Dose, hosted by me, Swati Ajit, and produced by Vishnu Murlitharan, with technical support from Idea Brew Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news and be sure to come back tomorrow.